You're a part of the revolution.
It's the Smart Way Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction.
The place where we want to hear from Big Orange Country about today's game. To get online now,
865-200-5402.
865-200-5402.
And now, let's get to your host, Tony Basilio.
Praise God. Praise God. Our volunteers are alive and well and heading heroically into the night over in Columbia, South Carolina, as several thousand Tennessee fans traveled through inclement weather to get there in a game that will never, and I mean never, be forgotten in these parts. This is the reason that we're doing this show tonight, as I welcome you to another edition, ladies and gentlemen, of your Smart Way Dalton Behring and Hydraulic fifth quarter fan reaction. This is the reason that we do this tonight. I lift my cup tonight to the Tennessee Volunteers. I lift my cup tonight to Josh Dobbs, who refused to quit along with Tennessee's offense on this night. Josh Dobbs with 166 yards rushing, 166 on the night, sets a new school record by a quarterback to go with another 300 through the air. Tennessee, 635 yards of total offense in the football game. South Carolina was 600 in regulation. And the final Tennessee drive, I just can't even believe what I saw. It was a game of runs. Tennessee wins 45-42. I got to bring in so many people tonight to celebrate and enjoy the game with me. You will hear from Jason Swain coming up. You'll hear from Bino. I want to invite you to get online with us now at 865-200-5402. All lines are currently jammed. Just an incredible night. It's fallback night. And on fallback night, Tennessee springs forward. Tennessee springs forward. Fallback? Question mark, question mark. Tennessee springs forward, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Bino, I welcome you in. Man, I forgot what this felt like. Wow. Wow, Bino, wow.
I tell you, Tony, this is the night we've been waiting for a long, long time. It's the best road win since 2007. Hey, I was fully prepared to come on here and talk about how for the past 5 years and seven of the last 10, we've been a program that invented ways to lose football games, and that we had continued that tradition tonight. And instead, the Vols win in just the most unbelievable fashion and maybe, just maybe, change the culture of this program.
Josh Dobbs tonight on this evening was absolutely insane. As Tennessee, with Dobbs leading a fevered comeback, has a first down from the 37 with 49 seconds left. A completed pass gets the ball to the 19-yard line, 43 seconds left, and a first down. Incomplete pass makes it second down and 10, 26 seconds left. Took 15 seconds to get the ball snapped and run a play. Hurd then to the 9, first and goal, 19 seconds left. South Carolina takes a time. Neither team has a timeout left. Tennessee throws a pass incomplete to Pig Howard. And then on second and goal, Dobbs to Kroom for a touchdown. Absolutely incredible. And to make matters even more bizarre, Bino, it looked to me like South Carolina fumbled the ensuing kickoff, but they didn't give it to us. That ball looked out.
Well, I don't know who recovered it, Tony, but the ball was definitely out. For them to come back and say call was confirmed was ridiculous.
What call? What was confirmed? Absolutely. Strange game.
The runner was down. And no way he's down before the ball's out.
And then, Bino, another false finish tonight. We get a field goal, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, no, our defense haven't been able to stop them all night. Tumajit, the quick, hey, gets the first sack. And then Barnett comes off the edge, uncontested, second sack. Now it's third and 25. Thompson is chased, throws the ball away. On fourth and 25, Bina, they trot that Elliot Fry out there. I mean, I'm not going to crack on that poor kid. But that try that he had, that looked like the first tee. Me hitting the ball off the first tee after not playing for 6 weeks. Tennessee tonight, I believe, changed the culture. I believe that. A gigantic win. The Vols are now 4-5 on the year, 1-4 in the league. They have an off week to build on. What happened tonight? Bino, it blows my mind that Joshua Dobbs was on the bench for the first half of this season. And were it not for injury, we would not have seen that tonight. Sports are incredible. They're incredible. It's why we love this stuff.
Yeah, they really are, Tony. And I said this last week, and I'm going to stick by it. I'm going to choose not to look back and look forward because it's so painful to look back. Hey, this is a year you could have won the East. You just never know. I'm so happy about the win tonight and the opportunity to finish with a winning record and playing a bowl game and just to get a road win against a quality opponent, which we haven't seen since 2007.
And, you know, I was preparing to go on tonight, and people were blowing up on Twitter during the game. And it's just the immediate reaction. People don't mean anything by it, but they want this guy fired and this guy, and Butch Jones can't coach and blah, 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 blah. You know, you got to let these games, you got to go to the finish. You got to go to the finish. You know, it's amazing when you have a guy at quarterback that raises the level of the rest of his team. As a football fan, you look forward to going to the yard every night. You look forward to the future of this program with that kid at the helm.
No, it's unbelievable, Tony. I told you last week I was as enthused as I had been since Fulmer announced in 2004 that he was going with a freshman quarterback, because I knew that that gave us hope. And that was so against the grain from what Coach Fulmer usually did with upperclassmen versus freshmen. I think Joshua Dobbs gives you that too. And Tony, you and I were very critical of the decision to go back to the old offensive line alignment. I think we saw tonight Joshua Dobbs had more to do with that than who we played where on the offensive line.
By the way, Steve Spurrier tonight at his press conference, Bino, I don't need to take any questions. Y'all saw it and got off the podium and walked out. Steve Spurrier had a 42-second press conference. He sat there for 30. He made that statement. I don't need to take any questions. Y'all saw it. And he got up there and walked out. What a baby. Steve Spurrier. I guarantee you that makes him absolutely sick. Spoiling an effort from Pharaoh Cooper. How do you think that kid feels tonight in losing 283 yards of total offense, one TD passing, one TD rushing, 233 yards receiving with two touchdowns, and he recovered what looked to be the onside kick that iced the game, or should have iced the game for Carolina.
Yeah. I mean, he had just an unbelievable game. One of the great individual efforts that I've ever seen against Tennessee in every facet.
Let's go.
South Carolina, Tony, if you have to understand the frustration, because we talk about a year when you could win the East. They have given away games, absolutely given away games to Kentucky, to Missouri and to Tennessee, three Eastern opponents, or they would be sitting there talking about Atlanta.
They have got to feel sick at their stomachs right now. In fact, everybody in this division has to feel sick. Everybody's going to lay claim, including Tennessee tonight, and think to themselves, man, what could have been? We finally have some life in our football program. We're not going to fake
it. I never dreamed. I tell you,
Tony,
I was as mad tonight as I've been in a long time. I really was. I was so angry because we had given away. It was just loser syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
It was happening again right before our very eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow we reversed that right at the end. And again, may have reversed the culture of this program in doing so.
And I'll tell you something else. I'll tell you something else, Bino. When you start talking about the culture and history, we are winners here perennially. Ole Miss is a perennial, mediocre to doormat club in this league. And I hate to say this, but you saw that tonight at the end of that Auburn game. Two snapshots. Two teams having two different seasons juxtaposed against each other. That injury to that Treadwell kid is one of the most gruesome things, one of the saddest things, one of the worst endings to a magical season in a football game you'll ever see. You talk about, on our side, the thrill of victory and going forward. On their side, the agony of defeat. And history in the sport of college football matters. Let's go to the phones. It's coming up on Sunday morning, and then we'll be on the air when we roll the clock back later. So maybe I'll get to stay on for 4 hours tonight. Just kidding. On your smart way, Dalton Behring and Hydraulic, fifth quarter fan reaction, as we will go commercial break free for the rest of the evening. Immediate reaction from Vol fans after each football and basketball game right here exclusively at TonyBasilio.com and on your Tony Basilio app. Smart way, everything for your home, pay your way. Dalton Behring and Hydraulic, your Prince Hydraulic master distributor, Granger County, Tennessee. My number is 865-200-5402. Or you can interact with me on Twitter, at Tony Basilio. And Bino, if they would like to interact with you on Twitter, how do they do so?
At Bino Jeff.
At Bino, B-E-A-N-O, Jeff. Steve Spurrier, and I quote, "I don't need to take any questions. You guys watched it. I need to get out of here for a while. I promise you," in his career, Steve Spurrier has felt like that. You can count it on one hand. That's a man who's used to winning. That's a man who in 1966 shooed a kicker off the field when he was playing down at Florida, so he could kick a game-winning field goal against Auburn from 40 yards out to win the game at the end of the game. That man's not used to losing. We around here have gotten way too used to losing to the point where when that thing was over, Bino, I'm thinking to myself, are there flags down? When the field goal petered up and petered down and fluttered, I'm thinking to myself, that's it? That's the end? Well, where's the too many men on the field? Where's goofy Derek Dooley over there? I mean, we've been through so much.
Where's the it's good signal?
Yeah. Where's the it's good signal, even though the ball bounced four times in the end zone before it got there? Let's go to the phones. I had some good material lined up, too, for a loss, but I'm going to tear it all up. I was going to suggest, after Tennessee became un-bowl eligible, Bino, that you take the young players like Dobbs, and in the spirit of Ebola, you quarantine them so they could get Ebola out of here. But let's go back to the phones. I can't use that line now. Let's go back to our phones and get our first caller as I welcome to the program. Who do I have? Welcome.
This is old Jeeker.
What's up, brother? Talk to me.
Hey, Bino, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'm so fired up about this win tonight. But talk about having somebody quarantined Why has Josh Dobbs been quarantined for the whole first half of the year and has ruined our season?
It's crazy. I mean, that guy, I don't know where he came from. I don't know how he got here. I don't know how he's improved so much. Absolutely incredible effort tonight by Josh Dobbs. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, Tennessee Nation? Are you kidding me? Where did he come from?
I'll tell you what he's done, guys. Just his appearance, though. I was extremely worried about where our quarterback was coming from, not this season, next season. I was extremely worried about whether our offensive line would be anywhere close to good enough to play in this league. His appearance has not only saved this season, it's saved next season, too.
And,
I agree with you, Beano.
And you can recruit to this hope. Imagine if you saw that tonight, if you're a recruit. Just a little morsel, a little nugget, Beano. How about the run by him, the ankle-breaking cut he made right before halftime to get that touchdown, Jeeker, when we took that 7-point lead? What'd you think of that play, Jeeke?
I'll tell you what, Tony. It brings me back to the days of Tony Robinson. It really does.
It makes you just want to pump your fist in the air. It's really going to be fun around here.
It is. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. I thought tonight I would be saying it's basketball time in Tennessee.
Yeah, I definitely thought that we were going to be in a position where we were going to have to win our last three football games. And, you know, we just haven't won enough around here to believe that that could happen. Now I believe that we can win out.
I do too, guys, and I think we need to win out. And would that not be a great way to get basketball season started off? And, guys, I'll John and Jimmy, I'll hang up and listen to your comments.
865-200-5402.
You sure will.
By the way, tennis hour coming up tonight at 4 a.m. in the spirit of what the Jeeker just told us. And if you want to get in, 865-200-5402. I am Tony Basilio at your service. And Tennessee, with a win tonight, a shocking win. Shocking, shocking win. What a great surprise. It was trick or treat tonight, and Tennessee got the treat. Carolina gets tricked. We go back to the phones. Butch Jones said, and I quote, "There was never a doubt we were going to win this football game." Okie dokie. Let's go to the...
Thank you, Coach.
I hope you believe that, Coach. Who's up next with us? Hello.
Hey, Tony.
Hey.
Me and Mark, brother.
Hey, Mark, go ahead.
Tony, that is the greatest quarterback performance I've ever seen in 40 years of watching Tennessee football.
Beano, do you concur?
I tell you, Tony, I was absolutely stunned when he had 116 yards, and that was the most rushing yards a Tennessee quarterback ever had. I thought Condridge did that in a couple of halves. It was an outstanding performance tonight. You could certainly say it's one of the best performances by a quarterback in Tennessee football history.
And the thing about Dobbs is he's not there as a passer yet. You can see his game's just not refined. But man, he threw some absolute step up in the pocket bullets tonight. Bullets.
Tony, that kid. Tony, I've seen a lot of victories. You talking about snatching defeat. I can't believe this, Tony. I stood up and set up and watched it. It was down, what was it, two touchdowns, 28-14?
Two touchdowns, two scores.
We did that one in the fourth. 85 yards down their throat. Made them like it.
Yeah, we're down 35-21 there. At the stretch at one point, and then we go down, what would it have been there, Beano? 42. Well, we were down 42-28 at one point, came down and tied it at 42.
With, 160 yards worth of drives in the last two possessions of regular season. I mean, regular play.
Can you imagine that when the Wilds kid scored, if I would have told anybody, hey, don't sweat it, we're going to come back and win this game, people would have been like, what? What?
I didn't feel we were going to win that game. That was a win that you didn't think.
No. Butch Jones didn't think. Butch Jones didn't think we were winning that game.
That is the biggest crock I've ever heard in my life. Love the guy to death, what he's doing in a lot of the thing. But Dobbsy, is there any doubt now in Basilio? Is there any doubt?
No, but I hope our head coach stands up the next day or so and says, this is our quarterback, this is our guy, I'm ready to embrace him and love him, and we're not going to coronate people, and he's got a long way to go, but this is our quarterback. This is our quarterback.
There's no gamers either, Tony.
No, there's no gamers. I'll tell you one thing, he's a hell of a gamer. This kid can play. They put the lights on him, and he can play.
Did you see Bajakin jerking on Worley's bad arm when we won the game? What was up with that?
Well, you know, he's trying to soften him up.
Trying to make sure it stays that way, I guess.
That's terrible.
On him and a chicken wing and a full Nelson. Tony, this has to be... And the look on Spurrier's face, I thought he was going to die of a heart attack, Tony. I really did.
I love Spurrier.
We need to pray for Spurrier. I love Spurrier to death.
He's so classic.
I really do. Spurrier is one of the all-time greats of college football. You got to love the guy. Good night, man. I mean, he's one of the greatest coaches ever in this league. I mean, there is no doubt. Tony, this is – we're going to be celebrating all night long, bro. You're going to be up – one good thing about it, you're on the daylight savings time.
Thanks.
Right now, so it's only 11:05. You'll be up about 6 hours tonight celebrating, brother.
Appreciate that, man. Thank you. Good talking to you. Go Vols. 865-200-5402. Appreciate your vote of confidence. Let's go back to the phones at 865-200-5402. If you want to get in with us tonight on your Smartway Dalton Berrien Hydraulic fifth quarter fan reaction as we take your comments and celebrate with you a 45-42 win, a one-minute drive. He goes 85 yards, Bino, in 83 seconds. It made it look easy.
He's the smoothest running quarterback I've ever seen, Tony. It doesn't even look like he's moving. It looks like there's no, you know, there's no strain, there's no real effort. He doesn't look like he's running fast because he's so smooth. But he just kind of picks his way. It sure is good to have a quarterback that can do that in this day and time. I know we've had it done against us enough.
Back to the phones we go. 865-200-5402. And let's grab our next caller. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony, you got Rooster here, buddy.
Hey, go right ahead, Rooster. Go ahead and crow tonight, man. Time to crow.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's great to be a volunteer. Let me tell you, I am so pumped up and so happy right now. I'm going to tell you this. I'm happy to celebrate this with the fifth quarter because my kids are in bed, my wife's downstairs, and she doesn't fully appreciate Tennessee football like I do. So this just makes me feel good to get on here and listen to you guys for the next 2 or 3 hours. Let me say this, man. I mean, fantastic win. I think Bino said it. I've never been as low, though, in the fourth quarter when that Wilds kid broke down the sideline and he scored that touchdown. I was so frustrated. I was so upset. I was upset like Butch Jones. I saw him tearing a new one in some GA or graduate assistant or somebody on the sideline. He was pretty upset, too. And I grabbed my remote control, and I promise you, I was just about to turn it off and walk away because at that point I was like, we're not going to beat Missouri. We're not going to beat Kentucky. You know, we probably will beat Vanderbilt, but the year is just shot, and I was over it. And now I'm going to tell you, from that low to this peak, it's amazing. It's amazing.
That's why we love it, man. That's why we're here. That's why people will, by the thousands, be listening to my voice and are listening to you right now. It's a remarkable thing. College football, you just never know. I mean, look at that Georgia-Florida game today. Nick Chubb starts out the first 15 minutes. He's running all over Florida. You never would have dreamed in a million years that Florida would have come back and trounced them. There's just no way. And that's why we love it. It's just so unpredictable.
Absolutely. You're exactly right. Let me say this. I mean, can you not see how much Hurd has grown up over the past few games? I mean, that guy, he's a stud now. I mean, he is literally a stud, and he is fast. He's smooth. He gets on the outside. He outruns everybody. I think he's really developed. I don't know. What do you think about that?
I think you're exactly right. Well, look at this. What I like about him now is that now that you have a quarterback, they have to honor the read option. When he gets the ball in space, he's punishing people. Have you noticed how Hurd is finishing runs?
He is, man. I would say he is. You're exactly right. He is punishing folks. And, you know, along that same vein, let me ask you this. Did you not think in the fourth quarter, did it cross your mind that some of those South Carolina defensive players were faking injuries because they were tired? I mean, they just kept going down, and maybe it was legitimate. I'm not, you know, I'm not accusing, but it was just one after another.
So fun, man. Yeah, they were faking injuries. Beano, did you notice that, too? They had to slow us down, and even at that, they couldn't do it.
Yeah, and Rooster, isn't it so much fun to watch a football team that can run the football? I mean, it's just we've been so weak in that area, and the last two games have just really been enjoyable to see the way that we've been able to kind of grind people up. Now if we can just learn to do it short yardage.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, watching the running game was awesome. In the fourth quarter, I was upset with Jakin when he tried to throw the ball and we threw that pick. I was like, man, why are you throwing the ball? I mean, because we were just jamming it right down their throat. Anyways, it worked out for us. It's awesome. I don't want to get critical. I didn't want to go that direction tonight. Man, it was great, and I just look forward to hearing the rest of the night on all your phone calls on the fifth quarter, and I appreciate y'all, man.
Thank you, man. We started calling our quarterback Dobbs. Somebody started calling him Rocket Man this week because he's a aerospace guy, and I love that. And then somebody just called him a pastronaut, Beano, on Twitter, and the captain of Avalo 11.
That's beautiful. Tony Rooster said his wife didn't appreciate. My wife does appreciate Tennessee football, but she didn't appreciate the way I was behaving tonight, and she went to bed. So I ruined her seeing the ending of what was just a great game because of my behavior coming down the stretch.
Yeah, I bet your behavior was really becoming, Beano. I bet it was becoming of you, of a grown man.
You can bet, Tony. You can bet. I'm glad I was here pretty much by myself with only family.
Dubsy, get in here. Russell Smith of the Drive 94.3. Your thoughts, Dubs?
I'm with you, Beano. I apologize to everybody in my neighborhood for my behavior, the profanity-laced tirades. I want to apologize to all my Twitter followers.
You shouldn't do that.
Myself.
You don't do it on Twitter. I stay off Twitter, man.
It's a terrible thing, and it's especially for idiots like me. I'm terribly ashamed of myself, but I apologize.
Back to the phones. Go ahead, Rob.
You shouldn't twang, Russell. No tweeting while angry.
Yeah.
I try not to twang.
Tweeting while angry. It's exactly right. It's kind of like sending emails to people when you're upset. It's always good to sort of walk away and gather yourself. And
I called Butch Botch several times. I did make a Mike Mistakian reference.
Boy, tonight's game would have done that to you. Tonight's game was
Dobbs too. I'm a moron.
Tonight's game was maddening. It felt like that game was 12 hours long.
I did tweet out earlier in the third quarter. I said I think Tennessee's going to win this one, but it's going to be an hour and a half of pure torture and frustration along the way, and it was.
865-200-5402. Is the starting quarterback still a game time decision next week? Would be a real good way
should be an interesting competition over the offense.
Yeah, yeah.
The process will be
the process.
Fun to watch play out.
I'll tell you who had the process tonight is Steve Spurrier because he's so sick. He had 54 seconds, no questions. Defensive coordinator Lorenzo Ward just got on the podium and he said, "I'm speechless." Questions.
Yeah, you're about to be jobless, too.
Back to the phones we go. That's a good point. Back to the phones we go. Hello and welcome. You are on the Smart Way, Dalton Berry and Hydraulic, fifth quarter fan reaction. Welcome.
Thank you, sir. Great show, man.
Yes, sir. Let's talk about it. Let's celebrate that win. Unbelievable.
Hey, Johnny, King Johnny doesn't like that analogy, unbelievable, but man, I'm like, in the third quarter, going for a field goal on that wing, I'm like, fourth down and a yard or half a yard, I'm like, dude, you're blowing it, dude, I snapped, you know, but, you know, it is what it is, and it's about damn time.
You are exactly right, and this is just a beautiful night to be alive, man.
I know it, man. It's I was just gut wrenching the way we had it, the momentum going, but I don't know, things just fell back in our pocket. And like Dobbs is, you know, like y'all were saying, all the previous callers, mean man Mark, I mean, he's like a extra dimension as a quarterback that we haven't seen. I mean, it's like, I don't know, man. I mean, if we'd inserted him earlier this year, he could have been banged up and beat like Wally. But he's fresh, he's healthy, and somehow we got out of Butcher's way tonight. We got out of Butcher Jones's way, and Joshua Jones found a way to get us to OT, baby, and take care of business in OT.
Yes. Thank you, TR. Unbelievable phone call from you, Johnny
Thank
Majors.
You,
To quote Coach Majors,
exactly the same way when we tried that second field goal. The first one, I can understand. The second one, there was no excuse for it, and I told my wife they're coming right down the field and scoring. That's what's going to happen.
And that's exactly what happened, isn't it?
Sometimes you have to break through in the most unbelievable fashion in order to change the direction of things. And maybe that's what had to happen in this program.
865-200-5402. If you want to get in the hunt and in the mix with us, can you call the mainstream people, honey, or something? We gotta do something about that. Let's go back to the phones and grab our next call. Who's with us? Hello and welcome. You are on the Smart Way, Dalton Behring Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction. Hello.
Tony, are you talking to me?
Yes, I am. Who's this?
Oh, this is Terry from Atlanta.
All right, Terry, talk to me, man.
I hadn't talked to you in a while. I'm going to say this. You know, my wife had already gone up, and I thought she had gone to bed. I'm sitting downstairs. I'm watching the end of this, and I'm thinking, hell, you know, Spurrier's got us again and everything else. I'm going to tell you what, after last week watching how, you know, I've been kind of a guy saying there's no way we're making 6-6, and I've called you and said that, and Dobbs may be our answer. And I'm going to say this. I mean, the kid's from down here in Atlanta. I mean, you know, he's from Alpharetta, which is probably 15 miles from me, and the kid, he just, he's just changed the whole perspective. I mean, on the offensive line, was there a sack tonight?
I don't remember a sack in the game tonight.
I don't remember it either. I mean, he's just changed the whole perspective, and you and I talked earlier, and I just, I'm dumbfounded. I watched that game tonight, and there's nothing better than beating Spurrier, you know that, but the kid just, I mean, it's almost like he's unflappable. And Hurd, you know, who I thought runs too upright, holy cow, when he's got a guy who can take some of the pressure off of him, I mean, he runs downfield. He's punishing when he runs downfield, even when he runs upright. I mean, what is he, 6'2"? I mean, he has to be 6'1".
Well, he's really finishing runs. That's the thing that's...
Oh, I mean, he's just pounding guys.
That's the thing that's really impressive about him is the way he's finishing runs.
I agree with you. I'm calling saying that maybe I'm wrong. I said 5-7. They're going to easily, in my opinion, finish 6-6. And I'm dumbfounded. And you know me, I'm the guy who calls in and says, you got to have the big uglies and everything else. And all of a sudden I'm thinking, one guy changing the quarterback makes the offensive line look like they're miracle workers. I mean, the running backs are running. I hope Lane's not hurt. He's been sitting around waiting for this all along. I hope he's not, you know, hurt badly.
Well, they carried him off the field tonight, so I've got serious doubts we see him again.
And I agree with you. That's probably it, but I'm just... The only thing we've changed is the quarterback. I mean, it's scary to think that that's it. And, you know, and maybe I don't remember this correctly, but last year, toward the end of the year, when he started as a freshman, those last four games, and we went, I think we went 1-3, wasn't Peterman hurt too?
He was the only
quarterback we had.
That's correct.
I mean, Dobbs was really and truly the only quarterback we had. So he couldn't run. I mean, if he ran, he got hurt. We had Worley already out and Peterman was out. And so we're left with, I mean, if Dobbs got hurt, who's playing quarterback? Pilardi? I had no idea. I mean, we got to come up with a kicker somewhere before next year, but I walked away from this game. I've sat downstairs. All of a sudden, my wife runs down and she said, "We just tied that game." I said, "Yes." We watched the. I'm speechless. I really am, and I'm not. You know, I'm the guy who doesn't normally come in that way. I'm proud of the guys. I think they played their ass off. I think they're way beyond what I thought they were with Dobbs as quarterback, and I'm proud of them. I mean, Jones is it's just a victory over South Carolina, but it's the whole idea of a road win in the SEC.
Terry, thanks, man. I got to run, but I appreciate you celebrating it with us and love the passion down in the beautiful city of Atlanta, where I hope it's not as cold as it is here tonight in East Tennessee. But, boy, that warmed us up, that victory, 865-200-5402. Beano's on with me. Dubsy Smith is on with me. You know what's great, guys, about this? About sports, this team, and that game's winding down, and you're thinking to yourself, man, these guys are complete losers. They've learned how to lose. This program is mired in losing. When are we ever going to get through? And then 5 minutes of game time later, you're talking about one of the great wins. I mean, people will talk about that win for years to come.
We've become conditioned to think that way, too. Like, you know, when they had to settle for a field goal in overtime, you're like, oh, great.
Exactly.
Spurrier's going to throw a touchdown pass on the first play. And even, like, after the second sack, I'm just thinking, well, they've got two downs here. I mean, they're going to hit some big post play down there. And just, I don't know, maybe I'm too pessimistic, but I was thinking they were going to go for it on fourth down. I'm kind of surprised they tried the 58-yard field goal. I thought that was a bad move by Spurrier, but I guess he doesn't have much in the playbook for whatever it was, fourth and 25.
865-200-5402 If you want to get in the hunt and in the mix with us today, on the programma, Bino, Terry there was getting a little circular on me there, but I let him talk because the truth is none of us know what to make of this deal right now.
Heck no. Let's let anybody that wants to celebrate with us, they are more than welcome. Tony, a couple of quick things. A couple of numbers that are just unbelievable. I believe counting losing that toss for overtime, we've now lost 15 of the last 16 coin flips.
Mm.
And I believe with that win tonight, I think we're 11-5 all time in overtime. That is unbelievable to win 11 out of 16 times in overtime.
I just think that Butch needs to spend some time this week working on his coin toss discipline. That's a process, Bino.
It is a process. I wonder what they're calling, why they lose so much.
They called heads. You got to go with tails. Tails never fails.
That's what she's... Back to the phones we go. Welcome, hello.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I saw it on The Office. Hello and welcome. You're on the Smart Way, Dalton Behring, fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
Hey, it's Barney Boy from Virginia.
Barney Boy, we had us...
dancing in the streets up here in Benton, Virginia.
We had us a barn burner tonight, Barney Boy.
Tell me about it, Lord. Hey, we did win that game, right? Because you know where I was at in overtime?
Where were you?
Under the damn pool table. I couldn't watch it. I was hiding under the pool table, but man, I tell you, Tennessee fans, get used to this. Y'all remember this game? We're going to win out. We're going to a bowl. We're going to win the bowl. And next year, we're going to be a top 20 team. We're going to have players been talking for Heisman. We're going to have players running backs. We're going to have wide receivers. It's football time in Tennessee.
Let me ask you something, Barney.
Yes, sir.
First of all, you sound like a big feller. How in the world did you get under the pool table?
Hey, it was easy because I couldn't watch it. I was having a heart attack. Everybody up here at the house... We just knew something bad was going to happen. When you lose, bad things happen. I said, I can't watch this. Everybody was scattering. We can't watch. I cannot stand overtime games. I tell you what, I have a heart attack. But I was under the pool table and didn't even see the overtime. It's football time in Tennessee, guys. I'm enjoying this win right here. But it was tough. But tell me, Josh Dobbs, is he for real?
That's my question. Bino, that's the question of the night tonight. Is Dobbs for real? Bino, what is your answer? Is he for real, yes or no?
Guys that aren't for real don't win that football game.
And let me tell you something. You know what? At Galen Hurd, he's going to be a beast. I've never seen he goes forward. He's got that long stride like Dobbs. I'm telling you, the Tennessee fans has got something to look for. I just hope that Butch Jones don't mess this up. He needs to come out and say, here's our quarterback. Go with it. And please, Butch Jones, don't mess this up. I've not been a Wally fan from the get-go, and I'm a happy volunteer fan up here in Virginia. I am so excited. This game right here is going to spring forward the University of Tennessee football program where it's supposed to be, and it started tonight. Oh, I'm fired up, Tony. I'm going to come down there. I'm going to visit y'all. Woo! Oh, I'm so excited. Hey, Tony, you still there?
Barney, I'm listening. I'm soaking up every last second of this.
Hey, let me tell you something. We're talking about Dobbs, okay? We're talking about Hurd. What do you think about that defense at overtime?
Barney?
I mean, they just pushed them back.
Barney, boy, think about this. Kurt Majette has been injured pretty much the entire time he's been here with different things, okay? Tonight, when he came around that tackle and got a clean shot at that quarterback for the first shot in overtime. And then Barnett came around the next time, unencumbered. And then on the third one, there was about seven guys chasing him, and he had to throw the ball out of bounds. They were forced to kick it on fourth down from a spot where they did not want to kick it. They were not comfortable. Barney boy, we swallowed them whole in overtime.
Oh, hey, I'm telling you, to us Tennessee fans, y'all down there, we got plenty up here in Virginia and Tennessee. The night starts football in Tennessee. Go Vols! And I got one question. I'm going to let you go because I got to go in here and finish partying everybody. They got me out in the garage so I can listen to you. All right, all the pieces is set on the table for Tennessee next year. Who is going to be our middle linebacker next year? Give me a name.
Maben.
Maben, maybe Bates, if he comes back healthy.
Maybe Majit.
Maybe too Majit to quit if he can get a little quicker.
And I'm telling you, Tony, the table is set for Tennessee to be back like Tennessee. I'm telling you, it's just all these skilled players, what you saw tonight, even Pig Howard. And just this kid, Joshua Dobbs, has not played. It's just, I've never seen, and he runs like a deer. I've never seen a quarterback just like he's gliding across the field. The guy is special. They better have bodyguards around him. And if they need a bodyguard, I'm going to come down and put in an application to help guard that guy because he's the real deal. Tennessee, get used to it. We're on the way back. We are back. We're going to a bowl and get ready for next year.
The man absolutely earned his stripes tonight. Barney boy, can I share something with you that somebody just said because they love you? Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
They called him tonight, Vol Nation commenter called him tonight on Twitter, Dobbly Whirly. He wants to know what you think of that. Dobbly Whirly.
Dobbly Whirly.
No, I love Barney boy.
Dobbly Whirly.
Barney boy, I love you. Barney
Whirly. Barney. I'll tell you what. Hey, I cannot get over. Hey, I'm done bad mouthing.
Now, hang on. Barney, say this with me. Let's go out on a good note. You ready?
Yeah.
I said it's great to be
a Tennessee ball. It's great to be a Tennessee ball. Go Vols, baby, we back. Hey, Tony, y'all party tonight. We're back. We'll talk to you next week. Get fired up. Go Vols, Barney boy.
Dino, what do you think of Barney boy?
I love Barney boy. I'm glad he's coming down here. I hope it's not tonight.
865-200-5402.
I just wish he'd get a little more fired up and enjoy himself.
One individual. By the way, Barnett tonight, the official numbers are 3 sacks.
Golly, man, what a beast.
Is the guy any good?
I say if he sticks to the process and keeps developing, he might have a chance to be a productive player someday.
I tell you something, guys. I don't give a rat's patoot what our coach says. Just keep putting that kid out there, quarterback. That's all that matters.
865.
Can Bates play middle linebacker?
Sure, why not?
All right. There's your middle linebacker.
He's smart enough. I mean, that's what you need—a guy out there. Yeah, he's a young kid, though. They're all young. And here's the thing about tonight: defensively, they got shredded. But you know what matters?
Maybe it was just the...
Here's what matters. What matters is what you did when it counted.
Yeah.
That's all that matters in football.
Maybe it was all part of Butch's master plan. It was the greatest game of rope-a-dope in college football history. Just make them think and think you got them. Take them to overtime and boom, pounce on them.
Yes. Steve Spurrier is not, and I mean not going for it.
He's
Let's hear him tonight. And enjoy.
Okay, I don't have a whole bunch to say, obviously. A lot of guys really had sensational games. Pharaoh Cooper, Brandon Wise, and so forth. One or two calls I wish I could have done over. But we couldn't hold the lead, as we all saw. Just not good enough. Not good enough to hold the lead. Not coached well enough overall as a team. I've done a lousy job of maximizing what we've think we got here. We can score a few points, but we find a way to lose. And yes, this is a tough one. It'll take a while to get this one out of your system, but we've had about 3 or 4 like this year, so I guess I should be getting used to it by now, but I have a tough time getting used to these kind of things. A lot of guys played well, but we couldn't hold the lead there. So, hey, I don't need to take any questions. You guys watched it, and I need to just get out of here.
Gorge! Beautiful! I don't need to take any questions!
I just need to get out of here. You think the head ball coach is pounding beers right now? How smashed is he going to be on his coach's show tomorrow?
Wow.
We may well have run him out of this league for the
twice.
Time.
Yes. Twice. Isn't that beautiful? Is that not beautiful?
It's weird that, you know, for a guy who tormented Tennessee fans for so long, it really seems like the shoe is on the other foot here the past couple of years anyway.
865-200-5402. Just beyond words. I'm very seldom do I feel this way. Our next segment in the program, presented by our friends at Smartway. GoSmartway.net online. I was over at the store earlier in the week, and Smartway, as well as aside from having everything for your home and being the pay your way home of pay your way store, where you will find Knoxville's newest retailer of furniture, appliances, electronics, cell phones, even have, dare I say, tires. And I did tell you cell phones. They have a tremendous array. The leading brand names, including Samsung, LG, Blue, iPhones available as well. Best part is you can't afford one of a new, very hot, but very expensive smartphones. You're able to get one from Smartway via lease purchase. So you can afford it over time. Take advantage of 120-day same as cash for items less than $9.99. Regardless, you can choose to pay your way and own it that way. It's whatever works for you. That's why we call it the Smart Way. No long-term contracts for any phone. Exclusively no contract prepaid cell phone plans from the nation's top providers, including Net10, Page Plus, Red Rocket. No, I'm sorry, Red Pocket. Simple Mobile, and you can BYOP, bring your own phone as well, and get it rolling. And check out Smartway. They are located at 8416 Kingston Pike near Bearden High School, and also online at GoSmartway.net. Back to our phones we go. Who's here? Welcome.
What's up, Rob?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Brian of Chance. How are you, friend?
Hey, Brian. Welcome, man.
You know what? I was telling my family earlier, these guys get all excited calling ahead of me. It makes me want to go back to when I first started talking to you, Tony, 96, 97, even to the days when you'll rightly now admit, hey, Brian, call back in a little bit later and stir it up again. I feel like getting excited going back to those old days, man, the next level and the exchange and all that cool stuff we had going there. Tony, tonight, I no lie, I told my family, guys, if we get the ball back, this time we're turning the corner. You were talking to two callers ago. He was taking the Pattonsville Circle Hall of Fame there, the circle run, and you let him go for a while. He was asking, is Dobbs really going to do all that? Is he this much important? He is, but let me tell you what's going on. I know you agree, and some of you may not. This is what happens when you have the offense they've been running. They were trying to run and practice this style offense with the wrong guy back there. I'm a Worley fan. You know that, bro. I'm a Worley fan. He's a good guy. He's a good kid. He's a good quarterback. Our coach is so stubborn, but they're going to stubbornly push it through, and it's going to be okay now. This is the offense they're used to. You're blocked different. You hit different. You line up different. You can run out of plays that were maybe a bad call. The quarterback can get you out of it. It wasn't just Josh Dobbs looking good, which he was especially good. I think it changes the entire offense. What do you say?
There's no question. I mean, one guy has had a tremendous and profound impact on this season, and here's what you have to wonder. If Worley stays up, what does the year become? Because they would have continued to do what they were going to do, except now that they're doing it, it looks semi-watchable. Now, there is still some things with their offense that they must tighten up. They've got to figure out in the offseason something to do around the goal line. Running a reverse to get the ball in on your first touchdown, I mean, that's just not going to fly in time here. That's just not going to work long-term in this league. It's just not.
Absolutely, guaranteed. I mean, I want to be excited. I'm not going to say anything. I was going to question some things. The defensive back Here I am doing it. The defensive back kind of surprising today. I think we can all agree they let up some there. They got loose in the backfield several times, but man, what a way to keep coming back. And that last defensive stand you talked about a while ago, good grief. That took me back to the 90s too, man, where you could call in the show and get pumped up. My dad used to call them a big orange swarm, man. And that's what it looked like tonight, just getting swarmed and getting fired up and going. Listen, I'm excited. I'm going to go to church in the morning, Tony.
Love it, brother. I'll be right there with you.
Love you, brother.
Take care, brud. 865-200-5402. As he exits, if you want to get in with us, how bad of me. I should have processed that phone call. 39 past the hour. Let's go back to our phones as Bino will be with us a little while longer, and then we must get our cavalcade of other contributors in the mix and in the hunt with us. Russell Smith in studio with me. He's with 94.3 FM, KnoxTalkRadio.com online. If you want to get in, 865-200-5402. And the way it works is you'll just click in. You'll hear that the phone will quit ringing. Then you'll hear me on hold. And we're running what I call attendant free tonight so we can serve you into the wee small hours of the morning. I have a studio we call the Rainier Studio in the basement of my home. And we're going to try and not to wake everybody up and keep doing what we're doing until we can't do it no more. As Tennessee comes up victorious tonight, which is exactly, I would think, what the Vols did this evening, is they win 45-42 on a night where we fall back. But it seems that Tennessee, as a program, has sprung forward. Pharaoh Cooper tonight, in a loss, 283 yards of total offense, two touchdowns receiving, one rushing, one passing. He recovered the onside kick at the end of what looked like the end of the game. And guys, on that onside kick recovery, it looked like Superman had been shot through a cannon when he went and recovered that ball. I mean, Russell, what was into that guy tonight?
I don't know, but when he lined up in the Wildcat, I'm not sure if it was Pharaoh or Moses, because our defense was like the parting of the seas, and he just ran right through it.
That's good.
Oh, goodness.
Bino, we turned that guy into a hero tonight, didn't we?
We certainly did, Tony. And how in the world you lose him down there on that 3rd and 11, or just have one guy around him, is beyond me. But it doesn't matter. The fact that Tennessee was able to overcome all those things that they did, and all those things that we've done for 5 years and 7 of the last 10 to somehow win that football game is the most amazing feat of all. And it goes into overtime, and I believe that coming into this game, that our red zone defense had given up 17 scores in 17 attempts, 12 of them been touched. I didn't think there was any way in the world we would ever stop them in overtime.
Spurrier, somebody mentioned earlier, how drunk is he going to be? And I would say probably very would be my prediction for his alcohol consumption this evening and how bleary-eyed he will look on his show. He goes to bed tonight, maybe, if he goes to bed, with the knowledge that he has lost 2 years in a row to Tennessee. He's the only guy we're beating. Now, I don't know how that's happened. I don't dare to understand how that's happened.
Somebody told you that in like 1996, in the year 2014.
Thank you. He's the only guy, right.
He'll be at South Carolina. Tennessee will suck, but you'll still be beating Spurrier.
Some people are saying online tonight, you know, listening to us, wherever they are, all around the country, all around the world, that Steve Spurrier sounded done.
Yeah.
And he sounded done there, didn't he?
He did, Tony. And, we talked about it on the show. It was so unlike him to allow them to put that 30 for 30 on that was basically a tribute to his life. That's so unlike him. He's a look-out-the-windshield guy, and that's looking out the rearview mirror that he never does. And then that's showing against Texas A&M and three giveaway losses. I don't know if he wants any more of that.
865-200-5402. Yeah. Watching the video that came with that, I mean, the guy literally looked like he was sucking on a lemon there. I mean, he looked like, and I love how he'll own stuff. You know, he just says, hey, look, I'm not getting the job done here. There's a disconnect. We've literally thrown now four football games away. I can't watch this. I can't do this. It's almost as if he's saying, look, I didn't sign up for this, and I'm sure not going to sit here and answer questions. If they want to find me, they can find me, but here's my press conference appearance, and I'm out of here.
I'm sorry, I'm just laughing at the picture you just retweeted of some Tennessee fan celebrating in front of Hootie. From Hootie and
yes.
the Blowfish.
You like it?
He looks very dejected.
You like it?
And he got the selfie.
He's getting taunted.
That's awesome.
He's getting taunted. Back to our phones we go. Let's grab our next caller tonight as we're going to celebrate into the wee small hours of the morning. What a magical time to be alive and well with you. As I go to our phones, who's next? Hello.
Tony?
Yes.
Is this Charlie?
Hey, Charlie, welcome.
How you doing? I just wanted to get your opinion on something. I've been following.